Hello, everybody.
It is Friday.
It's Friday, February 4th, and this marks Kyle's last show at the light.
Please.
Okay, so then... Everyone dance.
I'm gonna spit on my head.
Oh, boy. Was that a long break.
Break.
God.
It's over.
It's done and gone.
Okay, seriously... After almost a month of hiatus.
Sorry, okay. He's barfing.
Let me, Mike, pick your lung up off the floor and we shall continue. After almost a month of hiatus, we are officially back. Kyle had to go on a sabbatical to the south of New Zealand. He needed to visit the actual Mordor. Right, Kyle?
No, actually, I was sick because no one's doing introductions when we introduce all of our people around here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, can you do that? Okay, well, Mike's standing up because he's got something for us. Mike, what do you have?
Huh? I got nothing.
Just a special present. What did you put into that Snapple bottle?
So, I've been farting in a Snapple bottle and saving its remains.
Throughout the course of the show, Mike will be farting into a Snapple bottle, empty, and at the end of the show, Hike will smell it.
I didn't agree to this.
Everyone get a nice whiff. It's lasts a little while.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a nice little time capsule of goodness.
After all that, I am once again Hike, sitting next to Kyle.
Yo.
Mike.
Hello.
Zachary. And, okay, seriously, on a serious note, we apologize for being away so long. I'm sure you noticed it and missed us. And so here we are. To start it off, these fuckers... being Mike, Zach, and Kyle, have a secret, and they've been torturing me for the past week. And they said, oh, no, we're not going to tell you until we get to the Loit. And then during the Loit, we'll reveal the secret. Oh, boys. Through all this torture.
Should we do it now?
I feel like I've been in Abu Ghraib. Should we do it now?
Or should we be a capper on the show?
No. You're going to do it now.
Okay.
And you're going to like it.
This is going to blow Hike's mind.
I know.
You're going to kill yourself.
This, I better be good.
So for the entire...
I'll take the sharp objects away.
Thank you.
The entire hiatus, we kept this from Hike.
And the last time we did a show was January 9th, Mike? Yeah. So January 9th to February 4th. About a month. 5 days short of a month.
31. Okay, so how should we go about this?
We were together on one fateful night.
One fateful night.
We being...
It was all of us.
You weren't there. You weren't there.
Well, we've been, this particular thing we've talked about and wanted to do this together for the longest time.
And we did it without you and told you we didn't. We watched I Love You, Philip Morris without you, then lied for no reason until we could rewatch it again and pretended to see it for the first time with you.
That's it.
I thought that was pretty big.
Okay, hold on. That's a cool piece of info. Now, what's the secret?
I thought that was actually like the big thing.
So
like
that one night, where you guys were all here at Kyle's with Kat and Julianne and whoever else was here.
Yeah.
And I was at work.
Yep.
And you guys were like, oh, dude, we're going to watch I Love You, Philip Morris. And I texted you saying, oh, totally cool. Watch it without me. Like, I couldn't mind any less. Totally cool. Bust without me. I'm busy at work. And you said, okay, we started and watched the first 15 minutes and then texted me later like, oh, Cat, I forget what it was, Cat got sick or something and they had to leave. So we didn't watch it. That was a lie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we watched it.
Again with you.
Why?
Because we're good friends.
Because you, and you were all up on high, you really wanted to watch it.
Okay, now, first of all, Mike, you're absolutely right, I really did want to watch that movie.
I forget why. Bonnie was even on it.
Yeah. Wow!
You're like, Bonnie, don't pretend this is the first time it's ever been on.
Okay, first of all, Mike, you're right, I really wanted to watch it. Secondly, when I text you guys like, oh, totally watch it without me, it's totally cool, I was being completely sincere.
No, I know.
Thirdly, I thought it was going to be some fucking treacherous secret, like, hike.
You're a woman.
We've replaced you in our group with Kobe Bryant. He's our new best friend. We don't watch any. But this is like a good secret. Like, I feel like this makes me feel good. You guys want, you know, want, you know, you wanted to watch the movie with me. You wanted to keep it for me. It's all about me.
But the funny thing is, like, okay, we watched it and we all loved it the first time we watched it. Everyone has the greatest time. It ended, Julianne. That's the best Jim Carrey movie I've ever seen. No, bar none, that's my favorite Jim Carrey movie. We were like, oh my God, that was so funny. I can't wait to watch it again. We watch it with you. It's Poison. How'd you like it, how'd you like it, Hike? Eh! And then you're gone.
Yeah, that's true.
It was so bad the second time.
Yeah, the first time was amazing.
I have a little secret of my own.
Oh.
What? I knew. Yes, I did.
Oh, then who?
Cat texted me. Cat told me.
Aw.
She did.
This is gay.
And she told me not to tell you guys, and I didn't.
When? Before or after you watched it with us?
Before.
So you fake watched it with us?
Yes, sir.
You guys got owned.
You were there, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. So this is like a triple secret, triple... Double spy. Double spy? I don't know. There's someone else involved, I'm sure. There's a mule.
Well, we have another secret for you.
Oh, well.
That wasn't really I love you from Mars.
Okay, no. Now I feel bad because you guys, did you guys really loved it? Like,
yeah, the first time I watched it, it was the funniest thing ever.
Okay.
Laughing out loud.
Rolling on the floor, throwing
dude, movie theater
around.
Seats.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I liked so, it. I liked the movie. I did.
The first time we had, like, man sex, I was going nuts laughing.
It ended, and you walked out of the room like it was game 4 08 finals.
I don't know what that is. Which one's that?
Okay.
When we lost to Boston.
We're up by, like, 35.
Okay, my demeanor did not match what was in my head. I did like it. It was a good movie.
That the day you got raped?
No, but in my... Yeah, that was another day. I did like it, it just didn't match my expectations.
Hey, you hit my dog!
Oh my God. No way, it didn't hit him.
I swear to God, it hit him.
Oh shit! What are you doing? I just
threw
a snap.
Hit my dog.
I just threw my Snapple bottle and didn't see Ice Man.
Give up yours, Tuesday.
And by the way,
hey, I hit my dog.
And by the way, Kyle just came up with a new "You hit my dog." Kyle's in here. Hey, you hit my dog.
You hit my dog.
But dude, Ice Man didn't even move. He didn't phase him.
Like, fuck that thing.
Okay. Okay. Seriously, on the record, I liked all of Philip Morris. It just, I had higher expectations. It didn't meet my expectations.
What was on your mind that day?
Oh, that day?
Uh-oh.
I forget. But I remember
being
not having a good day. Huh?
Nothing. I was about to see your last name before I stopped.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's a beep for you, mother.
There's a beep. Oh, I'm down.
I do this just to piss off Bryce. He hates the beeps. I love beeps.
Bryce hates the beeps?
I think so.
Let's all pause for a really long beep right now. Oh, yeah. Let's say...
Let's say our own last names right now. 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's a big old beat for you, Bryce.
Oh. Yeah.
I think he does. What if he loves him? I can't believe he loves him. Shit.
Let's all say Bryce's last name. Carey!
But don't beep it.
I got it. That was still it. Yeah. All right.
Bryce,
all right, moving on.
Carey.
All right.
It's a pretty one.
A Bug's Life.
So, oh, fuck. I just realized we didn't talk about the order.
We did.
Fuck it. Let's just go into Super Bowl. Okay.
Super Bowl.
Wait, I have a question. Why didn't you tell us? You knew we had already watched it.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell me? You guys had already watched it.
Like, we planned something. It's not like you knew we were planning to pretend to watch it for the first time.
Wait, what? I didn't catch that last one.
So were you purposely pretending to be pretended?
All right, Captain, tell me. I didn't know.
Yes.
Alright, fine.
I want a cat to get angry text tomorrow. What the fuck? I told Hike and then she had no idea what was going on.
Yes! Hike loses.
No!
Yeah?
Yes.
Hike loses. Whatever. Yeah,
you won. That battle, I will win the war.
Win the war?
God, you better bleep all of these. Okay.
I didn't even say it. Alright, I gotta make correct. That was 1905.
Alright, so you're gonna shut the fuck up right now, right?
Stop it!
Two can play this game!
I'm cutting all this.
Yeah, Max, stop! Stop!
We're cutting all that.
Alright.
So we leave it.
Tonight?
No one said you.
Don't make me throw at you! Alright. Okay. Tonight, also known as this morning, is Friday. This is the weekend going into Super Bowl Sunday.
You know, actually, we're not allowed to say that. We're not allowed to say that, actually.
We're not allowed to say
no,
that?
No, because...
Super Bowl?
We're not allowed to say Super Bowl, because on...
The big game?
Yeah, we have to say the big game, technically, because we don't own sponsors.
Hold on.
Because on Kevin and Bean, they were talking about this, and they said we are not allowed to say Super Bowl.
Kevin and Bean?
Yeah.
So we have to bleep out Super Bowl, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Stop.
No, I'm not going to bleep it out. I don't give a shit.
No, we don't get paid for this.
Yeah, exactly. So they have to call it the big game.
Yeah. Then why aren't we using real music instead of that GarageBand shit? Which is not shit. It's good. I love it.
It's good.
Everyone uses
it. Do we have to beep out GarageBand?
Oh.
This whole show is a beep? Do we have to beep out beep? Who owns beep?
No, it's bleep.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we'll have to beep out.
So wait, I'm sorry. Who owns Super Bowl? The NFL?
These people, they're complaining about the sponsor. I don't want to explain this. It's so dumb.
It's interesting. Sponsors. People out there don't know this.
People that buy ads pay $3 million for just 30 seconds.
Right.
They want to be the people that say, we are, you know, get your Super Bowl deals here at Domino's, because Domino's paid that money to advertise on the Super Bowl. But Pizza Hut's saying, hey, get Super Bowl deal. They have nothing to do with the Super Bowl. They just don't use the name.
Oh, gotcha.
NFL's not allowing it.
It's so amazing how huge the Super Bowl is. Anyway.
How big douchebag.
That's why I spell with one word.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
That could be a loophole.
Say it in one word?
Super Bowl. We have been the whole time.
You don't have to say it all fast. You don't say every other one word fast.
Mike, stop.
Pick up. Fuck, I literally said a two word.
What'd you say?
Ping pong. God. All right. So this is the weekend. This is the Super Bowl weekend.
This isn't Chabo.
Let's replace Super Bowl with
Chabrow.
Chabo.
It
wasn't Chabo.
It was Chabo. Chabo.
Okay, and we're not going to do that. Super Bowl. Okay.
Please edit that out.
Edit
Chabo?
This all's going to
edit. Edit the last 20 minutes.
Sababa.
So this is the weekend going. We'll do. And the Super Bowl is such a huge.
We could call it Tiny Plate.
We're done. We're calling it the Super Bowl.
Giant Platter.
Jesus fucking Christ.
This is.
Well, it's literally starting right now.
Mega cup.
Yes, Mike. Yes, Mega Mike. All right. Super Bowl is such a huge cultural event in the United States, in these here United States. That was my Kyle 1920s baseball announcer, also known as his Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, even people who aren't sports fans or people who aren't even football fans still watch the Super Bowl. They claim, they're watching it for the commercials. Or whatever, or the halftime show, whatever, they still watch it. So this will be our the Lloyd's Super Bowl preview. View. All right. So start off with Mike.
Why me?
You're the football head here.
Arnold. Who is captain of the football
team? My head is not shaped like a football.
You're Arnold.
I'm not Arnold. Hike. It's not fair. The way Hike
stuff. Shut up, Helga.
I think whoever should go first, you know, the biggest football fan should go first. Go first. So who's wearing a football sweatshirt? Oh, it's Mike.
Oh, it's Mikel.
Oh, no.
Michael.
Oh, no.
Michael, there's a football drone on your sweater.
John, it's plastered.
Okay, Mike.
Plaster boy, go.
Super Bowl, we got Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Green Bay Packers. Who does your heart want to win, but who does your mind tell... Who Packers is your Packers. Mind telling you is going to win?
The Packers and Packers.
Packers and Packers.
Okay, that's smart, because the Packers are favorite by, like, very little in Vegas, right?
2.5 points.
Okay, the Packers are the favorite, so...
I don't like Ben.
Ben...
You can say his name. Don't bleep his last name.
Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, I think the remaining three members in this... No, I think Zach and I join you in your dislike for Ben Roethlisberger. You, Kyle, like him, right?
No,
you,
or I don't
you
like any, him.
Oh, you don't?
No, he's a rapist.
Hold on.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Are we all agreeing?
Yeah.
That's what I kept trying to get through to Kyle. Like, Kyle, oh my god. I know. The four of us will finally be rooting for the same team.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I haven't decided. I might root for the Steelers.
He said he's going to voot.
Voot and vooting for.
He said he's going to voot for whoever is losing.
Yeah, pretty, I just want a good game.
Just for the sake, though, I'll root for the Steelers. At this moment in time.
Oh, yeah.
At this
moment in time. Doesn't it feel good?
At this moment in time. Although what I did say Packers, I really like the Steelers run game. I really like
on the radio.
I really like Rashard Mendenhall.
I was like saying his name.
I really like Rashard Mendenhall.
Mendenhall.
And their defense is
Mendenhall.
Both defenses Mendenhall. Are really good.
Who has a better defense, Mike?
Steelers.
Steelers are more.
Have you heard of the term dead air, Mike?
That I was saying.
I know. Okay.
He was vibrating.
The Steelers have a better defense because they're more experienced and.
But one of their main guys, Pouncey, is not going to be in, right?
Yeah, but that's the center.
The center. Any back I could block.
Okay.
Oh, he's a Pro Bowl center.
Okay.
I tried to study for this portion of the show, okay. And he gets raped.
I spent 2 hours on Wikipedia. Zach.
And then I turned into a Jewish woman.
Who does your heart want? Who does your brain think?
Zach, brain, think. Packer. Zach, heart, go Packer.
Right on. Packer, Packer. Okay.
Wait, here's an even bigger question.
Who's going to win the Puppy Bowl?
Well, there's a Puppy Bowl.
Who wins
the hair contest? Clay Matthews or Troy Polamalu?
What's the contest?
Who is the better hair?
Who's the better hair?
Who is more powerful hair?
Polamalu.
Fuck you.
What?
Whoa.
Although
Polamalu's... Clay Matthews' hair looks like Mike's.
Whoa.
We got to support the team.
That's true. I'm always on Team Mike. So I'll go with Clay Matthews if you guys say he looks like Mike.
Although Polamalu is $1 million hair. How much is it?
I don't know. Clay Matthews just got a deal with Suave.
Suave, yeah.
Oh my god, they're going to compete.
Yeah. Really?
That's awesome.
Who does Polamalu do commercials for?
Head and Shoulders.
Those commercials are funny.
Yeah, where the hair
I had a dream yesterday.
Here we go.
Oh my god.
Oh, Mike's dreams are epic.
Okay, yeah. Clear the schedule. Clear the schedule.
Welcome to Mike's
dream.
He's going to blow your mind.
He's going to blow your mind and other parts of your body. The dream.
It's a quick thing. It's very, very quick.
It's a quick thing.
I had a dream.
A dream?
He's like,
you know the commercial with Polamalu where he's like, I forget who asked him, but did you use my shampoo? Yes, no, blah, blah. And his hair became humongous.
Mm-hmm. Who's on first?
They say blah, blah in your dreams? That's so cool, dude.
This is not part of the dreams. It's part of the real commercial that was in.
Your dreams have Mike's commercials
dreams.
In between them? Mike's dreams brought to you by DiGiorno Pizza. And naked women. And the concept of farting.
Anyway, long story short,
and
retardation, Kyle.
And guns
my
and
hair aliens. Looks like Paul Miles with his hair like all.
No way. Yeah. That's awesome. Cool.
Were your hair black or still blonde?
It was still blonde. It was still how my hair
still
is.
Blonde.
It was still how my hair
but
is.
But like...
But just humor. No, not curly.
Oh!
I got it.
That's awesome.
That's badass.
And it wasn't super long dream like other ones. I could tell my dreams on here one day.
Dude, we should bust. One day, Mike just tells us one of his dreams. And we try to like decipher it and get the true meaning behind it. Like, yeah, Mike, I think that means you have feelings for me, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. I mean...
Michael? Okay. I want the Packers to win because I don't like the Steelers. I think more than the Steelers, I just don't like Steeler fans. No, for some reason. Anyway.
So you can see how fans can influence your opinion of a team?
It's yeah, why don't you like the Lakers?
What did I say?
Also, the reason I don't want them to win...
I love you, Kyle. I love you so much.
Right. Although it has nothing to do with their teams. It's just I want new blood to win.
That's true. I like that.
I thought it was Packers and Steelers. Who's new blood?
The Packers and the players on the Packers have won.
Okay. Also, the Steelers have won.
They've won.
The Steelers have won six. They won 2 years ago. The Packers have won since Brett Favre a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
anyway, so I hike. Beep. I'm rooting for the Packers. But
why?
Unfortunately, I just said because I don't like Steelers. I don't like Steeler fans. And I don't like Ben Roethlisberger. I join Mike in wanting new blood, and I think Aaron Rodgers is a really good quarterback, and he deserves it.
He could get hurt, though.
Anyone could get hurt.
No, I'm saying because he's already injured going into the game.
Oh, he is? What?
Yeah.
What?
What's injured?
His shoulder or something like that?
Yeah, he's fine.
I forget. And he's already had two concussions this season.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a pussy.
What? He gets three dead.
Which leads me to say
is
I want
my... Is that a video game? Is that like, for sure?
So I want the Packers to win, but...
Fine. I bet you... Let's put some.
Let's play. Can Hike finish a sentence?
Okay. I bet you Aaron Rodgers will miss at least a few plays of offense on the Packers during the Super Bowl because of injury, but he'll come back in the game.
I think Hike really wants to bet you instead of me.
I want you guys to have a bet on the air that people can reference back to.
All right, no.
Slap it, please. Oh, fuck, what?
No, it's not happening. I don't bet.
This has been another episode of Kyle Loves to Party.
I bet you I can get you to bet by the end of the show.
Nah.
I give you 2-1 odds.
No.
10-1.
No.
20-1.
You're on.
All right. I'm going to get you. I don't know how I'm going to do it, buddy, but I'm going to get you. So, like I was saying, I want the Packers
to win. Who do you want, Kyle?
Oh, you fucking asshole. I know. I want the Packers to win, but I think Steelers win. I think the Steelers win. Seriously, Jesus.
Kyle, who do you think is going to win? Did you say Packers, right? Okay, good. Hike.
I think the Steelers will win, unfortunately, and I'm going to slip my wrist. Not really, because I don't really care. But
if I had to put money, I'd put on Steelers.
Yeah.
I bet you they won't win. All
right.
What are we betting? Slap it.
Oh, why does it always have to be a slap? Slap it.
Because it's all of us, we never do it.
Splat it's the most...
I'm not in control of this.
You literally
You're
are.
In control of one betting.
You...
God, you can slap me as hard as you want.
Arm wrestling. I am in control. Oh, we're having a team goal play.
Okay, God. Fair.
No, it's
fair.
Not happening.
Fair.
Fine, arm wrestle.
Against Mike.
What are we... We're planning...
Not so happening.
No bet?
Quit bringing up things that aren't going to happen.
Hike, I bet you the Steelers will win.
I bet you the Packers will win.
Okay.
Wait, I was betting the Steelers
win. Fine, I bet you the Packers will win.
How did you do that? You bet on Packers?
I'll bet on Packers.
Okay, but even... I'll take that bet.
Slap
bet. Slap bet, I'll take
right,
it.
Thank you.
Okay, but we gotta tell people what the slap bet is, and we will in a second. But I want it to be out there that even though I'm betting that the Steelers will win, because I think they will, I'm still gonna be rooting for the Packers. Yeah, this doesn't change my rooting. Slap bet. Let's reference full disclosure, we're not that smart. Slap bet came from a show called How I Met Your Mother. What it is the loser will get to choose.
Well, no.
We just go straight
initial,
to the
tank. An initial one.
Do you want to do the choosy, or do you want to just go straight to the five?
Just straight one.
At the moment?
Yeah.
You don't want to do five over the lifetime?
Five is a penalty.
But yeah, that was only because
someone doesn't really watch the show carefully.
I know, but the most fun is that...
I know.
But the most fun is the five over, like, 5 years or something.
But I think we should do just the one just to get it started.
Okay, slap it, then, is, as it sounds, the loser will get slapped as hard as the winner.
I'm going to slap you as hard as I can if I win.
If I win, I will slap you as hard as I can.
I want that.
Oh okay. My God. I want that as well.
But that's like...
I understand.
Someone...
I understand what those things
are. Okay. At the end of the Super Bowl, Sunday night, either Mike or I will be getting slapped as hard as the other person can slap. Mike...
And should we film it and put it on the website?
Yeah, totally. Yes, we will. That's such a great
idea. Okay, which team do you have? I forget.
I got Steelers, you got Packers. Zach will film this. We'll put it up on the Lloyd website. Mike, shake my head, look into my eyes. I'm telling you right now, I want you to slap me as hard as you can.
I will slap you as hard.
Follow through, boys.
That's knockout. That happens online and people die.
People don't die from slaps.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Have you ever slapped someone? For the record, Hike's hand is 17 inches wide.
Yeah, it's huge.
I'll be drunk, whatever.
Okay, new bet. New rule, no drinking.
I'm going to be
drinking. Yeah. I'm just kidding, of course.
Let go of each other's hand.
Yeah,
Mike, let's do the whole show like this. Holding each other's hand, no. Okay, Mike, seriously, as hard as we can.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right, no holdsies, backsies. Okay.
Are you giving me the 2.5 points?
Oh my god. Okay,
we already shook on it. I don't know what that means. Tell me what that means.
Fine, just win or
loss. Whoever, that's win it. Or we're not explaining.
Okay, fine.
Win or loss.
Kyle, you said if you were betting money, you'd bet on the Steelers. Mm-hmm. But can you tell us now
Packers.
Definitively?
Okay,
you're
rooting for the Packers.
Okay. Wow, I can't believe it. All four of us are rooting for the Packers. That's unbelievable. That's really cool. Anything else we want to talk about? The Super Bowl? Commercials. We all love. Do we know what commercials are going to be on?
No, I'm keeping myself hidden.
Nice.
I know there's going to be one for.
I know there's one with like.
Budweiser?
I know there's one with.
You think?
I know there's one with like Darth Vader.
There's one with Star Wars one.
There's commercials that have been going on right now that start and it says to be continued February 6, 2000.
Wait, I'm sure the Black Mamba one.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
Oh, that would be good.
I swear I haven't looked it up or anything.
Oh, that would be good. That's
Wait,
good.
I think so.
The Kobe Bryant, Robert Rodriguez commercial?
To be continued or coming soon. Coming soon, they say. Soon, they say coming
Robert soon. Rodriguez is directing a series of Kobe Bryant commercials, and the first one is out. And so Kyle thinks the second one will come out.
Well, those are teaser trailers
for the Nevertheless, main event. They're commercials.
Nevertheless, okay. So Kyle thinks the second episode will air during the Super Bowl. That's a good bet. That's good.
That's like, swear I haven't looked it up if it is.
So yeah, that's what I love about Super Bowl. Like, usually other events, you're just there for the event. You're like, oh, during commercials, you can like mingle, talk. But dude, Super Bowl, that commercials are an event in and of themselves. Yeah, exactly. Shut up. The commercials are on.
Exactly.
Who's performing at halftime?
Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas.
At least someone under 50.
Yeah. That's good. Wait, is it just them? Because usually they have like a gang of people.
Has it been a gang
Black
since
Eyed
the
Peas
nip slip?
Are a gang of people.
Since the nip slip?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, when was Bruce Springsteen... Not Bruce... When was it like... Was the nip slip... Like Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake,
yeah, and Justin, Aerosmith,
Aerosmith,
Jackson, Jan Jackson. Jan Jackson. But there's a whole group. There's a whole bunch of people from.
I confused it. Aerosmith and Bruce Springsteen. I'm stupid. Oh, Bruce Springsteen was 2 years ago. He's a good. He's a good performer, dude.
Who was last year?
Yeah, who was the performer last year?
Was it Rolling Stones?
The Who?
Nah.
Who? You tell me.
The Who.
I see where this is going.
Yes. Where?
Nowhere.
Yes!
Okie dokie, on that note, we'll be right back.
We're back.
We're back. Fuck, oh, Mike, you always beat me to everything. And we're back. So, interesting phenomenon that I know nothing about. So, Zach, give it to us.
I was listening to the radio, another program known as Loveline. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, sure.
Whatever. We have to
we've already fucked ourselves with Super Bowl.
Beep, beep. And some guy called in and was like, so ever since I was a little kid, I've been able to crack my penis like a knuckle.
No.
No, Mike.
Mike, what? I can do
Oh my God, you've got more than one.
And the second he said it, it's like, ever since I was a little kid, I've been able to crack my penis like, oh my God, I'm going to kill myself.
That was the reaction of the host.
It was so funny. And Dr. Drew, yeah, that's normal. That happened.
Oh my God,
I don't care. I'm just going to die.
Dr. Drew said it was normal?
Yeah.
That's insane.
First of all, whatever he says is the truth. And second of all, I can't believe that's real.
Yeah, like, I can't believe that's real. But I love how Kyle takes Dr. Drew's word as gospel.
It is. He's correct every time. Okay. He's like Google.
Wow.
Like Google. Him and Google, are my thing.
Wow. Okay, so the big thing is that I've done this before.
No. Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I'm so interested. How? Yeah. How does it happen?
So it's only when you're erect.
Okay, that was my first question.
Okay, when you're erect, it's like sometimes when it's been moved or like, or when you push down on it. Like, not at the tip, at the section that's connected to the pelvic.
The base, the trunk.
Yeah, the base, yeah.
Kyle knows all the lingo.
The base, the trunk, the jib-jab.
In French.
So when you push down on the jib-jab, it...
Jib-jab's above the base, but whatever.
Like, just in that section, it kind of does like a little,
push
like
down?
A deep crack.
You push, like...
Like I don't do it to relieve anything. It's happened on accident.
Where do you feel the crack?
Where do you feel it?
Like
at the
connection
trunk.
Of the bass.
Really?
Hmm. Like on
how loud?
Top.
How loud? Like give me like with your mouth. Yeah, like that loud or loud?
Is it like an actual knuckle?
Like that.
It's like deeper though.
Okay,
it's
that's
a lower tone.
That's a good question, Kyle. Is it like you
thick,
feel
thick,
the crack right. And you know the crack, or like you hear it? Like if I was there, could I hear it?
You feel it.
So if I was there, I wouldn't.
It's like
hear
awkward.
I
like,
so
how many times?
Like you know when you're walking today?
Yeah, how many times in your life?
I'm kidding.
Today?
It's not an often thing. It's a, like a random accident.
More than 20 times has it happened.
Like fall around there.
Around 20. Okay.
And it's always been an accident?
Yeah. You don't try like
you don't try.
Like, come on now. Come on. Right, how many times have you tried and not have it not happen?
Like maybe it's happened. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Really try tonight.
No.
All right. Is it painful?
Doesn't sound like something you try.
It's like,
to
you know when you, like, get up weird and you, like, crack your hip and you're like, oh my God, that was weird. I just cracked my hip.
Right, yeah. So is it painful?
It's
just weird. It's just weird.
Okay.
It's just an odd feeling.
It's just bizarre. Weird.
Okay, anybody? Mike, have you ever experienced that?
No.
Kyle?
No.
Neither have I. Wowza.
No. Dude, yeah, you're special.
No, but that's a good cautionary tale, because now, like, I'm going to be looking out for that.
Crack my dick up.
What's that? That's Slap My Bitch Up by, not Fat Boy Slim, Prodigy?
Yeah.
Nah, sorry. You seen that guy?
White people are weird.
I gotta know my enemies, because that's like, is he a DJ?
Prodigy?
Is he a DJ?
I don't know if it's a he or a them or a...
You need DJs.
Yeah. No, please don't. So does... God,
fart in my bottle?
The penis snap. That's pretty intense, dude.
It's weird. Intense.
What was your... Okay, how young were you, or when was the time when you first did it?
It was a misty spring morning in July of 1994.
How old was Misty?
You're a little kid sitting... Okay,
I don't remember. I have no idea.
When was the last time?
I don't know.
Oh,
when was the Your Honor, seventh time?
Permission to treat him as a hostile witness? Come on now.
Permission granted.
You don't remember? Make it up.
I agree. Okay, new lawyer rule. From now on, when you don't remember something, make it up.
Okay.
See how far you can take it.
Yeah. So, Zach, when was the first time that it happened?
December.
Oh. Of what year?
1997.
Oh, my God, you're a youngin'.
You were nine years old.
So it was probably during Titanic then, right?
No.
Are you sure? That Kate Winslet scene.
Will your heart go on? Were you king of the world when it happened?
When did you first get boners?
I'm not answering that question. Hostile witness.
When you're a baby, you get them. Dr. Drew said after you get a diaper, you get them right away.
Okay, Dr. Drew is officially a pedophile?
No, he just knows everything. Everything.
People shouldn't know about baby erections, Kyle.
Oh, and you don't know what you
said. I can't believe I'm saying baby erection. Such a phenomenon does not exist.
That old lady who talks about sex. What's her name?
Dr. Ruth.
The old one.
There's more than one?
Yeah.
The one who had the show?
The show, exactly. That's she's Dr. saying. Ruth.
No.
They were playing her highlights on like Conan or something.
She's so good.
And she's like,
Ruth?
No.
And some lady's calling in with a question about how tight the diaper should be on her newborn. Because she's a new mother. She doesn't know. It's like, well, you can't make it too tight, because once you take it off, you get the boner from hell.
There's absolutely no way.
Because the blood restriction, and it all comes rushing in. That's what she said.
Baby boners.
That's what she said.
Uh-huh.
Baby boner.
There was the baby boomer generation. We're the baby boner generation.
We are the baby boners generation.
Did anybody notice how...
We're fucking talking about baby boners? Yeah.
No, the difference between how disgusted Ike was with baby boners, but how pumped he was on, like, old sex ladies.
When was old sex ladies?
Hey! Dr. Ruth!
Old Ruth, that old bird. No, I was amazed that there was two of them. Like, I was amazed that the conversation went this way. Hey, who's that really old lady that talks about sex? Dr. Ruth. No, the other one.
Yeah, there is another one. She goes to Conan, I swear.
How?
She did. I think she died.
Like, I'm... What do babies have to think about?
I don't think it's a human thing.
Babies fantasizing about chew toys.
I'm not even going on. I have
chew toys.
Chew toys? Wait, babies don't have chew toys?
They're little things.
They don't call them chew toys.
Yeah, they're not dogs.
Look like dogs.
They look like.
So what are they called?
Teething rings.
Teething rings. I'm sorry, lactating Mr. Zach.
On your new mother, I guess. Or else, I don't know.
God. White people are weird. I bet.
Just because you didn't have a boner as a baby.
Yeah.
You don't remember. Maybe you did.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to my mom today. Dude, there's
mom,
no way.
Did you ever catch me looking at a rattle a little strange?
Are you serious? Okay, so basically it's just a diaper bunching up, like the blood getting all...
constricted and the blood flushes back. Whatever, give me that. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't want to talk about baby boners anymore.
I know, but Kyle has... Why does when Kyle talking about baby boners, he has the demeanor of somebody who's like totally normal and nonchalant? Yeah, baby boners. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Yeah, baby boners. Baby boners.
If you act weird, it makes it weird. I'm trying to act normal.
You have your sweatshirt zipped up over your mouth.
Yeah.
What?
I don't care.
What?
Oh, boy.
This is good. I can't wait.
Yes, it's not abnormal for very young children to get erections.
Mike.
Oh,
hold on. Louder and a little slower. Hold on, Mike.
Okay, Google.
A little slower.
Dr. Drew.
I Googled it.
I said, do babies get boners?
You Googled
Chris Hansen's going to be in this house in like 10 seconds.
God. One of the answers was, yes, it's not abnormal for very young children to get erections.
Yeah. Now I have to say for yourself.
What I gasped about is I want to hear Kyle's
voice. Oh, yeah, Kyle.
No, I'll save it.
Okay, the other night we were all hanging out at Carl's Jr., and Kyle did this voice, like, if he, like, he was the kid of the scientist on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, as he, when he was, his shrinking voice. Kyle, please.
I can't remember.
We've already said, shut up!
You had that.
We've set it up. You have to give it to us. Silence.
That's stupid. And that's not going to be as good. I'm Phantom. That's it.
Where did that come from? That was so weird. Like, knowing you for multiple years, I've never heard that.
That I know. I literally can't do that voice until I'm in that
position. Until you're in Carl's Jr.?
No, I'm not in the mood.
We can't do it. It was so good. I'm so good.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, so on that note,
we'll be right back.
Here we are again. After the music, we're back. So, a fine topic that our dear friend Michael came up with, as he is wont to do, fantasize and dream and ponder and wonder about ways of dying. So he is
fantasize about it.
Yes, you do. So Mike thought,
ever been shot by a laser in your dreams and died in a dream?
Oh my god.
Okay, no, I've died in my dreams, but not by a laser.
I've got shot by a laser.
You got shot by a laser?
And I died instantly.
Oh my god. Yeah,
that's because I'm not fucking James Bond in my dreams.
It was like a war. It's like a huge,
it
like,
a Star War?
Future War?
No, it was like,
oh, nice.
It might have been around the time of Starship Troopers, because it was Starship very Dooney, and there was big giant aliens, and from above, got shot by a laser.
Okay, which team were you on?
Aliens don't have the lasers, though.
Yeah, but this is a dream, Kyle.
Yeah. Which team were you on?
Pardon me, damn.
I was a human.
As opposed to Starship Troopers, which is real.
Of course. What planet were we on?
I don't know. Some Dooney planet.
Dude, that's awesome.
Could have been Clendathu. I don't know.
I love that Mike remembers Clendathu.
What is that?
Clendathu, the planet on Starship Troopers.
When I saw Starship Troopers, I went with my mom. Me. And
oh, so many boobs.
Yeah,
that's what you want. Shower scene?
My mom's like, are you comfortable, Zach? No.
How old were you?
Old enough to be scared of boobs.
No baby boner?
No.
No baby boner. I remember after it came out on VHS.
Is this a jack-off story?
No, I think it is. It's not. But Matt,
it's not, but
Matt sent it. Whatever, I don't care.
Is this a gay love story?
And Bryce
Carey?
No, fuck you.
Is this a threesome?
No!
Okay. Would you let me finish? It's funny. It's just, it's, anyway. So we
it's
put the.
Sticky.
No.
That was good.
No, I'm done.
Good, all right. So Mike was fantasizing about.
Mike, tell your story.
No.
So Mike was fantasizing about death.
We'll never hear this story.
All right,
good.
Because you assholes.
So, he brought up two very well-thought-out questions. The first one we'll get to
know.
Yes,
they're well-thought-out. They are laid down like
what? A fine layer of brick. Okay. Yeah. Would you rather, and these are your only choices, don't give me the bullshit, well, I just rather die peacefully in my sleep. No. Suck it. Would you rather drown or burn to death? Kyle, the floor is yours.
I would rather drown to death because it's less painful. Because fire, you just
less
burn.
Painful and it's quicker.
Yeah, it's quicker. And the thing is, if I know I'm going to die, like, this is how it's ending, I just suck in all the water. And
it's kind of like
I don't want to struggle. Like, with flames, like, I'm trying to put myself out and
suck it down like a slushy.
And it's kind of like you're all dying in your sleep a little bit. I don't
think it's quicker.
Not from experience or anything.
What
but
no, you're in a lake drowning and it's like dying in your sleep?
Well, compared to burning.
Why in a lake?
Fine. Ocean, shallow river, I don't know.
Bathtub?
Shower.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so Kyle, you would rather
shower?
Yeah, dude, sometimes
you never
when
know.
You're washing your hair, there's a lot of water.
For a turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah, turkeys are drowning if they rain.
Death. Did not know that.
What?
Mike's looking at us like we're the biggest idiots in the world for not knowing turkeys drown in showers.
I didn't say showers, I mean
turkeys
rain.
Drown in the rain?
In the rain? You're lying!
No.
Mike, wait, hold on. Okay,
no.
Fuck the Lloyd. Mike, I need to know the truth story of this. Turkeys die in the rain?
If they put their heads up, they'll drown. And open their mouth. Yeah.
Why?
Can you imagine?
They're stupid! Turkeys are stupid!
I gotta sneeze! No, don't! What?
Turkeys are dumb. Hold on, but why? I'm having trouble.
They're really dumb. They're really dumb.
Why do we eat them every year? And there's.
But hold on.
Because they're dumb.
What is it about the anatomy of the turkey that makes them drown if they look up in the rain?
The truth be told, I've never actually looked this up or anything. I just heard about this a long time ago.
Did Bryce tell you this?
I don't know who told me it. It was in elementary school.
It was probably Bryce.
And then.
Maybe that's how we, every Thanksgiving, they just take a grip of turkeys up to Portland and say, look up, assholes!
There's no easier way to kill turkeys than taking them to Portland.
It's humane.
For them to kill themselves.
It's humane.
What? It's better than the guillotine.
Oh, God. How do I bounce back? How do we all bounce back from this right now?
We're stuck.
By going to Zach.
We're stuck. Right. Wait,
Zach, would you rather drown or burn to death?
Do I have to stand in one spot while I'm burning?
Oh, no, you can choose. No. You can choose.
But you are going to die. There's no way of
saving. You can't jump in the lake.
Like, if you do stop, drop, and roll, it's useless. You're not going to save yourself.
No, like, can I just
flail around?
Yeah.
But you're going. But you will die. As long as you know you are going to die.
I would streak across the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl while drowning.
While burning?
While burning alive.
Is that your serious answer?
Yes.
Wow, that's good.
Burning? Why?
I'm not gonna lie, that's good, like, theatrics. That's good for us.
See, I was gonna...
But for you, dude, burning?
It's good for you?
I was saying something, if I was...
Yeah, that's fun to watch!
That would be the biggest YouTube sensation ever.
I was gonna go along the same lines. If I was gonna, well, to burn to death, I would make it extremely crazy.
Yeah, we all would, but what would you choose? Yeah.
What would you choose?
Drown.
I choose fire then. Fire.
Okay, that's the new bet.
What?
If the Packers win, you have to burn to death.
Fire
if
death.
If the Steelers win, I will drown myself.
But I'm rooting for the Packers.
No, but that was the bet from earlier.
Yeah, but.
But he's rooting for the Packers.
I'm rooting for the Packers. So you.
You're right. Okay, if the Steelers win, reverse that.
Yes, I won. Give me the fire.
Reverse that and give me the last 2 minutes of my life back. Okay, so. I would drown. Zach would burn across the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl. Mike?
I would drown because it's a lot quicker.
Yeah.
But it's not as exciting.
Yeah, but do I want excitement in my last minutes?
Yeah.
Or if I'm burning my last hours?
Two.
Six.
Two. 6 hours?
No, I don't know. I don't know. No, it's two. We looked it up. Okay.
Averagely.
The thing about... like, one of the most... The craziest thing I've ever seen, like, I was, like, in shock, changed me, was in high school in the history class when we were watching those videos of those monks setting themselves on fire in protest. Mm-hmm. That is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Like, imagine the amount of discipline to just sit there and, like, in not moving, just sit there and set yourself on fire. And they were sitting in, like, the meditation pose, like, just... Complete.
They're ready to go.
That is insanity, dude. That's so... I can't even imagine that level of the discipline and determination and, like, devotion to a cause that you would do that. That's insane. On that note, would you rather get electrocuted or guillotined? That was the second question Mike posed to us. If you...
Now...
Yeah, what's up?
I've heard this. If your head gets chopped off...
You're still alive for a couple seconds, I think?
I heard that, too.
How long is it for?
I don't know. So I would say it's less than 5 seconds. It's got to be... Well, I don't know how long
it is. I have no idea. I will say this. When I was a kid on my grandfather's farm, I once helped him kill a chicken for dinner. And, like, he would do it by cutting their heads off.
And they run around.
I was in charge... Yeah.
With their heads cut off.
Exactly. And I was in charge of, like, help... By helping him, he wanted me to, like, put my foot on the wings so that it wouldn't run around. And so when he cut the neck off, I got, like, scared. I was a little kid. I got scared. I jumped back, and my foot came off the wings, and just saw a headless chicken running around. And my grandpa chasing a headless chicken until he finally caught it.
Hikes a country, now, boy. You grew up on the farm.
No, I didn't grow up. I grew up in the city, but my grandpa had a farm that which we would visit.
Farms? What side did they drive on?
The right side.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, the right side.
So...
What's up?
Based on that fact?
Yeah, based on that fact, of course, we can't draw anything about humans. I don't know why I even brought that up. So, but I've heard that thing you're saying, when you get decapitated, you're still alive. I just don't know how long. It has to be seconds. There's no way.
Yeah. Well, would you, can you still move your body around and look around at your body moving around?
I have no idea, dude. But
if you were a turkey and you got your head cut off in the rain, would you drown first? Or
great question. So this is the question. Would you rather get the electric chair or the guillotine? Now, Mike, you brought up an interesting point about, like, if you get decapitated, can you still do you still have, like, mild or somewhat control of your body and your eyes and face? If you do, that sounds really cool. I would go for guillotine. Yes, just to experience that for my last couple of seconds, like, oh, dude, this is awesome. You wouldn't even feel the pain.
Zach, catch it.
Yeah. You wouldn't even feel the pain. Like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. A whole new perspective on life.
That's exactly what I do. If your body was in control for even a split second, in your head, you can still look around. I would want not. It wouldn't be a guillotine, but it would just be a chop my head off.
I look good from behind.
And then
catch it
and like do something with it.
Catch it, Kyle. Go along. Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah, because electric chair just sounds boring and painful.
See, I think
not that the guillotine is a piece of cake, but electric chair just sound because electric chair is like guillotine is like one fell swoop. Ting. Electric chair.
What if it's a slow guillotine?
It's a saw.
It's a dull, like, plastic guillotine.
It's spork.
It's spork guillotine. Yeah, electric chair from, like, the videos we've seen and stuff. Like, I'm not, like, movies I'm talking about. And they do, like, real depiction. They have to. It's like...
It's the law. Hey, I died in an electric chair. That's not how it happens.
Okay, obviously, I was kidding. But... From what we know of electric chairs, it's like more than one round. It's like you're there being electrocuted for a while. Not like hours, but like...
I mean more than one round. Take your corner.
More than a minute. Like it's more than a minute. It has to be.
Really?
Have you seen Green Mile?
No.
Never mind. Yeah.
Because Kyle's getting electrocuted in 1942.
I don't know.
I'm sure electrocution has come a long way.
Yeah.
But we haven't electrocuted in a long time.
That's true, but you know what I've heard?
Someone was electrocuted.
I don't know. But like, fucking antiquated, primitive cave people, Utah. I think it's Utah. Yeah, they still have the firing line.
I know.
Oh yeah, they don't care.
That's
they're in fuck life mode.
That's
the definition of fuck life mode.
No, but
I bet the firing is fuck life.
I'm pretty sure it's not like. When the lawyers are deciding, all right, death penalty, and we get to choose. Like, they ask. The guy who dies, sometimes they get his input. There's a guy who wanted to get shot.
I thought the jury decides.
No. Not in this biography I watched.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which biography channel?
And A&E. The victim, what am I saying? The criminal. The accused gets to choose sometimes, or gets input.
He wanted to be shot, and he got his wish.
That's pretty cool.
When they were talking about firing line, the way I picture it was just like, okay, you're tied to a tree and one guy shoots you. But the way it is like, you don't know. The shooter doesn't know that it's him. Mm-hmm. Everybody has.
Some of his blanks.
Yeah, there's multiple people.
Yes.
There's multiple people, hence firing line. And one guy's got the real bullet. Everybody else has blanks. And everybody shoots. And so you don't know who killed it. You don't know who killed the guy.
Yeah.
But dude, even that, if I'm on the firing line, I'm shooting away. I'm sorry. I'm aiming at the left. And I'm the guy.
Yeah.
He's still alive. Alright, Hike, it's you! Just fucking shoot him! No, I'd shoot away. I can't do that.
Fuck.
Yeah. I couldn't. There's no way. That's so heinous, dude. It's so heinous.
I've been in, the A-Team, an episode of the A-Team, where the team was going to get firelined, and then they switched all the guns out. So they're all blanks, and they pretended to die.
Now that I think about it, why is it more heinous than electric chair or lethal injection?
It's pretty extreme, pretty dramatic.
Lethal injection—that's
pussy shit.
Yeah.
Compared to firing line, electric chair is a lot more.
Well, lethal injection.
Okay, I guess I was thinking more on like a moral level,
a lot
like,
less intense.
Well, lethal injection. Yeah, intense, it doesn't look. Definitely. They just look like they're going to sleep.
Yeah, going to sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for public, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. For the public, yes. Yeah. Lethal injection is the best
method. Capital punishment itself.
Yeah.
Is a bit inhumane.
Yeah. True. Very true. But
May 10th, 2002.
Wow.
Linda Lyon Block was electric chaired in Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
What the
fucking Bama.
Fucking Bama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
But that's what they say before they pull the lever. Roll Tide. Or if they're the red
it's
telephone.
It's still a lever in 2002?
It's gotta be, dude. Yeah. It can't be electric chair if it's not a lever.
It's a or big if, rusty lever.
Or even if, like, the red telephone right there rings. Hello, this is the governor. Roll Tide. Roll Tide. His life is saved. Nobody knows what we're talking about. Maybe people from Kansas. Okay, so Mike and I are on the side of guillotine just because it's fucking awesome. Zach, would you rather get an electric chair or a guillotine?
Electrocuted, I think. It depends the time of the electrocution.
How do you mean?
How long does it take?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. True.
Like, because it's intense. Like,
well, it depends on
but
you.
But why did you say electric? What was going through your head when you just said electric chair?
I would just want to be in that position of, like, taking electrocution as opposed to taking head chop.
Head chop, it feels quick. It's quick. Yeah, done.
It's quicker. I think I could hold out longer in an electric chair.
Okay, Mike. You just
no,
bragging.
Mike could.
Mike's just
Mike
bragging.
Could will it. Mike
will
make.
Die.
Michael
I'm
make,
getting stronger.
Michael make the chair just tap out. Like I can't do this anymore. That's why electric chair will make Mike stronger. This turns into a Hulk. Kyle, you?
Guillotine.
All right.
Okay. Wow, guillotine cool. Or hung.
Guillotine or hung.
This guillotine. Is a
guillotine.
Oh, just for Zach. Okay.
Hung, because I can will it out.
Oh my god.
Make my neck not stop.
That's what happened with Brendan Fraser in The Mummy.
Brendan Fraser's dead? Oh, in The Mummy. Oh my god. Don't scare me like that.
Yes, he was.
I'm still looking
he
forward
willed to... it. No, he willed it.
I'm still looking forward to Monkey Bone 2. Alright, God. What a morbid topic to end on.
Baby boners.
Wait.
Head
are we ending? Do we have one more thing? Oh, okay.
Well, we can do...
Okay. So, fuck, I guess that's it. Okay, note to self, let's never end on death again.
Yeah, but that had a good topic. That went long.
That was
long.
Good, yeah. It was
what
good.
Else were we going to...
Social gate? I mean, social number?
Oh,
yeah, it's done, okay. In...
Save that for the Oscar episode.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Oscars are coming up, we'll have our Oscar
hopefully.
Episode very soon.
Hopefully.
Hopefully they're coming up, they are coming up.
No.
Oh, okay.
We'll see you next month, though.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get to another episode next week, which will be our 10th episode. We
have stay tuned for bonus releases. Never before heard.
Yeah.
Clips from the vault.
Yeah.
Not doing that.
What do you mean? The very first one we ever did. We'll release that. It was awesome.
Oh, okay. That's, okay.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Like, I'll have to do more work. I'm not doing any old crap.
Air coil.
Filter through all this shit, you know what I'm saying?
This is great.
You have so much bleeping to do on this episode.
I'm not doing
that. Just let it ride.
I will kill you.
No more bleeping.
I will kill you. You will, I will electric guillotine you.
Electric both?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just see what happens. take us out.
Alrighty, buddy.
On
what? Death? I don't care.
Baby
death. Boner?
Roll Tide.
Don't. Baby boner? Well, it's death or pedophilia?
Wait, let's,
Roll Tide.
Wait.
Oh, wait.
Aw, oh, shit. I thought you guys could forget.
Okay, Mike still has a fart in the bottle. And
okay.
He's gonna release
no,
it.
No, just give it to
him. Why do I have to do it?
You said you would.
No. Fuck.
Here.
Wait, let's set it up. At the beginning of the show, we announced that Hike would take a suck.
No,
I think we all sniff. Should. Let's take a sniff.
Let's all take a sniff.
Okay, a pussy word. Sniff of the Mike bottle of farts.
Okay,
Mike, don't do it.
Yeah, all right, here's the Mike bottle that he's been farting inside all night.
Here. Sniff hard. And long. Love. Roll Tide.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
Give it to Kyle.
Oh my god, Kyle next. Oh! Zach, you're next.
You
better.
He did a gaggy fish.
No, you were letting it out. It's not. He didn't do it on tight.
I did. I put it
he
on.
He knows all about bottle farts, apparently.
Oh my god. Okay, I honestly didn't think it was going to work.
Dude, he did gaggy face.
He did. Gaggy face. I can't believe I didn't think it was going to work, and it totally worked.
You fart right now?
It's kind of raspberry.
It's raspberry because it was a raspberry Snapple.
I could filter. I filtered out the raspberry yeah. And got the.
I'll give you $20 if you suck it with your mouth.
Whoa, $20!
You'll have to find out next week whether I do it or not.
Fuck, that was so gross, Mike. I can't believe we did that.
Well, this has been a fabulous episode of The Light.
Join us next week when I don't know what the fuck we'll do, but that was a nice round of bottle fuck.